Love it. And I thank Paul as well as Mike Klein for all of the things that they've done to encourage me to continue, and to they're the reason I was here at the very first time that I ever came, about 3 years ago. I'm going to sing some spirituals for you at first, then we're going to have the choir to come, and then I have some guests with me who are very dear friends, as well as people that I love, who are sisters as far as I'm concerned, and in the family. Talk about this song on Saturday night. He was saying that this song is a song that depicts the life of people where they used to be. And especially, this is really an old spiritual that people used to sing because they talked about being a pilgrim of sorrow and how they were just traveling through this land, but this land was not really their home. But of course, he went on to say that we who are in Christ Jesus, we do have a home, and we're not wandering around because we have a place to go. But I thought I would just sing this for you. I am a poor pilgrim of sorrow, tossed out in this wide world alone. No hope in this world for tomorrow. Lord, must I perish? Sometimes I know not where to roam. I've heard of a city called heaven. I've started to make it my home. I am a poor pilgrim of sorrow, tossed out in this world alone. No hope in the world for tomorrow. Lord, must I perish and die? Sometimes I'm both tossed and driven. Sometimes I know not where to roam. But I've heard of a city called heaven. I'm trying to make heaven my home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. I looked over Jordan, and what did I see? Coming for to carry me home. A band of angels coming after me, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. If you get there before I do, coming for to carry me home. Tell all of my friends I'm coming to, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home. It's me, it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
it's me, it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my mother nor my father, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my father nor my mother, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. The teacher nor the preacher, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not the teacher nor the preacher, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Not my sister nor my brother, but it's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer. It's me, oh Lord, standing in the need of prayer.
Set of songs that were done were just songs that have come down through history as spirituals. And a spiritual is a spontaneous song that is done, and originally they were not written. The spirituals that you see written are some that just have been adapted, or someone has created them and put the sounds together. But originally, spirituals didn't have a formal writing, and they didn't have them on music sheets and scores. They were just done as a person felt them, they sang them. And that was just the way it was. We became modern as we got more educated and sophisticated, I guess you should say, educated and sophisticated. We started to write songs down and put the music and arrange it so the bass would have a certain part and the sopranos would sing another part, but that was not the way it was originally done. Spirituals were based on the scriptures. And many times you will hear songs that talk about Jordan River and being able to cross Jordan River, because that was a favorite story of the black man, because that was a story about Pharaoh, who was the oppressor of the Israelites, of the Jewish people. And that Pharaoh tried to just keep those people under bondage. But then when Moses was sent by God to deliver the people, and they got to Jordan River was not in that particular one, but into the Red Sea, then they had that Red Sea parted. God parted the waters, and they were able to go right through, and Pharaoh and his army were drowned in the sea. One year we did this. Oh, Mary, don't you weep. Oh, Mary, tell Martha not to moan. See one day. Oh, Mary, tell Martha not to moan. All right, now you hear one or two folk in the background singing. All right, now I'm going to tell you something. You're going to learn how to sing real quick, okay? In any song, many of the songs and spirituals that people used to sing, one of the things was you had a caller, and then you had people who answered. The caller's job was to give you the words, to feed you the words. And the congregation, of course, in the spiritual, the congregation would answer, okay? Now, if I say, oh, Mary, your answer should be, oh, Mary, don't you weep. Would you repeat?
Oh, Mary, don't you weep.
Very good. Weep, W-E-E-P, okay? No wheat, but weep. We talked about pronunciation because many people pronounce words so you can't tell what they're saying, right? Okay. And then I said, tell Martha not to moan. What you going to say? Very good. Well trained. Oh, Mary. Tell Martha not to. Yeah, remember you got to say, tell Martha not to moan. Then I said, Pharaoh's army. What are you going to say? Got drowned in the sea one day. Now you say, down in the Red Sea. You don't have time to say all that rest, okay? And then I say, oh, Mary, what do you say? Tell Martha not to moan. All right, everybody wants to, everybody's singing. Don't think I can't see in the dark. Oh, Mary, oh, Mary, Martha not to moan. Church, all right? Someone requested that we sing this song, and I want to do it for them because they asked two or three times today and last week, so I felt that I should do it. It's a song that depicts the black man's oppression, talks about the times when he has felt like a motherless child. All right, one of the reasons why this song is done so much is because, first of all, the slave was taken from his homeland, which was Africa. And so when they came to America and were used as slaves and used as servants, many times the families were separated. Possibly the mother had birth to several sons and daughters. And before these children got to be of any age, they were sold to other people, just like cattle or stock. And many times these children never did have a relationship with their parents. If they had one, it was only when they were young children, and then snatched away from their parents, never to know where each other were. So therefore, they were very depressed and very sorrowful at times. And then a long way from home, not only home from parents, but away from home as far as where they originally came. And this song was brought from year to year to year to year until someone wrote it down, someone recorded it for history's sake, and it has become just about a classical in black spirituals.
Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child. Sometimes I feel like a motherless child a long way from home. Sometimes
made this statement two times during last week. I said, it's very difficult to explain to you the basis of black gospel or black religious music without bringing the Bible into it, without giving you background about what salvation is and what it means to the black man and what quote unquote religion is to a black person who really has embedded it. If it hadn't been for those old mamas, which they call mammies and Aunt Sue's and Aunt Jane's, who had the fortitude, who had that strength to stand back and pray, and even though sometimes their children were snatched from them, even though they were misused or abused, even though they saw their husbands or their sons being demeaned or anything like that, they still had love for that person. You know, that takes a lot, because those of you who have family When someone does someone wrong in your family, the first thing you want to do is to strike back. And it takes a lot of love in order for you not to do that. But these women and men found out what it was all about. And we're going to demonstrate some love now by introducing to you the Augusta Gospel Workshop Choir. Let's give them a big hand. Wait a minute now. Y'all ready to have church? We're gonna have church the way we have church. I explained to those who were in the workshop this week, many people who don't realize, as they're gathering over there noisily, many people who don't realize the background of the black daddy's church. Yes, sir. And so many more that I could name to you, any name that you would give me, the majority of them came from the black church. So the beats that you hear and the songs that you hear sung many times the people from the black church did not go out on the street and get them. They were taken from the original habitat, which was the church. We talked about so many things. I'm trying to just give you an overview. I explained to those who were in the workshop that we should have the same respect for a black gospel hymn, a traditional gospel sound, a contemporary gospel song. All of these should have the same respect as you would have for a traditional hymn that you would pull out of your hymnal on Sunday morning in your traditional churches. Okay, you understand what I'm saying? There was a time before the 20s and the 30s and the 40s that black people, as they became more educated, felt that it was just a sin to bring a beating, let your foot stomp and clap your hand. What are you talking about then? You know where they got that from? Because the white man had told them that they shouldn't have that. That was heathenistic. It was barbaric. That's where they got it from. And they had come, when they had come to America, they had used those to many rhythms they used or songs that they sang. They didn't know of a divine God, but they knew of some God, all right, who or gods they felt that had carried them or taken care of them. And therefore, many of the things that they brought to America, people called it heathenistic. And then in the 40s, or even in the 30s, really, Mahalia Jackson, Clara Ward, many of the Roberta Martin and Morris singers, these people had enough fortitude and enough strength to not even care what people were talking about. Well, this was their heritage, and they were going to sing it. Whether they could be allowed to sing it in the church or they had to sing it on the street, they were going to sing it because it was part of their life. And therefore, they did it. So many of the songs you're listening to tonight are based on that. We're going to start. They said they didn't want to start with What a Friend We Have in Jesus. We have a demonstration for you later. We'll start with Our Praise His Name. You think you can get through that one? That'll blow your lungs out if nothing else. You won't need those words. I'll praise his name. Sing.
I'll praise his name, Lord. I'll praise his name. I'll praise his name, Lord. I'll praise his name.
I'll praise his name.
I'll praise his name, Lord.
I'll praise
his
music, when you are singing, especially black gospel music, you have the freedom to clap your hands. You have the freedom to say, amen. You have the freedom to, as they say, and as I've said many times, let's praise the Lord or let's have church. And it's not a thing where you have to sit and say, oh, how marvelous that was. What a beautiful rendition. Oh, my. But you have the opportunity to express yourself. That's the freedom of gospel music. All right, but some of the sounds that you heard, like bop, 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 I was explaining to them that those sounds weren't necessarily done for the artistry in it. Excuse the words. But it was done because all the time they didn't have piano, all right? They didn't have microphones. They wanted the sounds of the of instruments that they heard. So bop, 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 there's your horn. What are those? Flutes. And da 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 is the, see? All right, so that's, and you'll hear a lot of slurs, and those are to fill in those empty spaces of time where you wouldn't have the violins going to town, you know. So we have to use what we have. The only instrument sometimes we have would be the voice. So we use that voice to the glory of God. All right, let's try If You Wait on the Lord. Early today so she can learn a song.